the Epstein documents. So court documents are scheduled to be unsealed. And reportedly, there's over 200 names that's going to be revealed as far as the Epstein, the Jeffrey Epstein documents, one of them being Bill Clinton.
A federal judge has ordered the release of the identities of dozens of people mentioned in the court documents related to convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. And new reports claim former President Bill Clinton is among those names, dating back to a 2015 lawsuit by one of Epstein's main accusers. Correspondent Alexandria Hoff has more.
Now, currently within the hundreds of pages of sealed court filings related to Epstein, there are more than 150 individuals identified only as John or Jane Doe's. But the legal masking is about to come off. Last month, a Manhattan federal judge ruled that there was no justification to continue to have documents sealed in the settled case involving an Epstein accuser and the convicted sex offender's now jailed associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. The documents are expected to be unredacted and released as early as tomorrow. Among the named will be former President Bill Clinton. That's according to ABC News, which notes that the 77-year-old is mentioned more than 50 times within the lengthy court text.
Mentioned over 50 times in a court text. Listen, it says nearly 200 names connected to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and their trafficking conspiracy and could be released by a New York judge as soon as today, exposing or confirming the identities of dozens of associates of disgraced financier that until now have only been known as John and Jane Doe in court papers. The deadline for objections to the unsealing of the names passes at midnight on Monday, nearly 9 years after victim Virginia filed a single defamation claim against Maxwell, daughter of the late British press baron Robert Maxwell, in 2015 that in turn produced the names and legal depositions. A year later, in 2016, U.S. District Judge Robert Sweet rejected Maxwell's motion to dismiss the case, finding that the veracity of the contextual world of facts more broad than the allegedly defamatory statements that she was a victim of sustained underage abuse between 1999 and 2002. The party settled out of court in 2017. From the wellspring came not only the names now set to be released, but a series of civil lawsuits, including action against Britain's Prince Andrew for assault and intentional infliction of emotional distress that was settled out of court without admission of liability for a reported $12 million. The prince has always strenuously denied any wrongdoing. The defamation suit also set the stage for a federal trafficking case against Maxwell, who was found guilty on 5 or 6 charges and was sentenced to 20 years in prison on December 2021. But they're saying that the expectations that the release of the names from the aging defamation suit could transfer criminal charges are probably overblown. Epstein, they say, took himself out. He unalived himself while awaiting trial in 2019 after Maxwell's conviction. Federal prosecutors made it clear that they considered their work done. He unalived himself. From the very beginning, when that first came out, nobody believed that. Nobody believed it at all. I'm surprised that we've even gotten to the point to where they're considering releasing the names and that more power has not been exerted, because when that came out, that was no more believable than, let me be quiet, because I want to make sure that I keep my platform so we can continue to do the Millionaire Morning Show. But I will stay on top of this, and this may become a full segment tomorrow if the names are released today, because I want to go over these names of all of some of the people that you heralded the most. I was just talking about Bill Clinton the other day, and people go, oh, no, he was the first black president. Okay. All right, we're going to get to it. Shout out to Steven. I'm going to read those super chats shortly. Also, among the news, Biden had a message and his New Year's resolution. Take a look.
We started the first hour with our New Year's resolutions from our audience, but now we've got one from Joe Biden. He says his New Year's resolution is, well, let's see.
What's your New Year's resolution, sir?
Next year.
Anything else? That's the biggest one right now.
Do you say to come back?
Come back next year. And you know, we don't know if he means back to St. Croix for New Year or
back
maybe
to life.
back to the White House,
back to
maybe.
Consciousness.
It's an odd thing
back
to say.
Back to the White House. Yeah, it could be odd back to that restaurant, that fancy restaurant he was at. Yeah. It could be anything.
Back to.
Nobody really is having any respect for Joe Biden right now. His numbers is absolutely abysmal. They say that the likely candidates in the 2024 presidential mashup issued two starkly different New Year's messages to voters, with Joe Biden striking a note of cheerful optimism as his almost certain challenger Donald Trump lashed out in social media posts laden with saying that there's more lies and conspiracy theories that's being implemented. The president and the first lady, Joe Biden, vacationing in the St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands, offered a New Year's message touting that U.S. job gains and the performance of the U.S. economy during his administration, a message that voters so far has refused to accept. In an interview with the American Idol host Ryan Seacrest on New Year's Eve about his hopes for 2024, Biden said the American people understand that we are in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. He said, we're coming back and it's about time. Basically, he's telling you that he's bringing the American culture and what America used to be back to prominence. He was asked about his memories of the previous year. And then Biden, who Republicans in Congress have called beachfront Biden, said people are in a position to be able to make a living now. And they've created a lot of jobs, over 14 million jobs. In comments to reporters, Biden said his New Year's resolutions was to come back next year, and that's the biggest one. Anyway, so that is the New Year's message from the president or the leader of the free world, Biden. He said his New Year's resolution is to come back and you guys to be grateful for what he's created for you guys as far as over 14 million jobs and now more people can have a livable wage. And then last but not least, a ticket sold in Michigan wins a $842 million Powerball jackpot in the first drawing of 2024. One ticket in Michigan won the first Powerball. Did we play that before we left? No, I'm just playing. I'm playing. I don't play the lottery. Powerball jackpot drawing of the year, winning an estimated $842 million. Estimated cash value of the drawing is $425.2 million, according to the lottery. Man, the lottery is just highway robbery, and most people don't even understand it. I know it's they're gonna put that number out there and they're gonna say, well, one person won $842 million, and if you take the all cash prize of it, it's gonna be over $400 million. It's another way for people to be able to get taxed. Why do they promote it so much if it's not a big deal for them to make money from it? They gonna make look. It's like, what's those things that they do where they do those drawings where they do a 50-50 drawing? I think that's what, 50-50 raffle. It's like a 50-50 raffle in which if you get a billion people to put money into it, and let's say the drawing is $800 million, let's say it's $1 billion, and then you get a $500 million payout, you're not going to pay attention to the fact that the federal government just took $500 million away from y'all in order to give $500 million to one person. Dog, this is like the biggest finesse. Giveaways in a lot of instances, I'm not saying all giveaways is bad or fraud or nothing like that, but this is the biggest finesse ever. It's so dumb. And most of y'all don't understand that if y'all invested the amount of money that y'all put into the lottery, hoping to win, into investments, and then basically dollar cost average, meaning that you automate the process, you're more likely to be a millionaire than you are to hit the lottery. It said the winner bought the ticket at a food castle in Grand Blanc, Michigan. So you know it ain't no black people up there, right? Located just outside of Flint. Well, maybe I'm wrong. The Michigan Lottery said the person has yet to reach out to the lottery. The winning numbers drawn Monday night were 12, 21, 42, 44, 49, and the Powerball was 1. The power play was 3 times. There had been 34 consecutive Powerball drawings without a jackpot winner. One ticket in Florida and one in Texas matched 5 numbers in a power play and were awarded $2 million each. The ticket bought in California and Connecticut, Florida, and Maryland were each awarded $1 million each. Monday's $842.4 million jackpot is the 5th largest Powerball jackpot ever won and the 10th largest in jackpot history. jackpot is also the second largest lottery jackpot ever won in Michigan. And Powerball tickets are sold at $2 each. So please stop getting finessed. Please stop playing a lottery. Please stop playing a Powerball and stop fumbling the bag.